Lesson 6. Outcomes. Explain the role of the General Hazardous Materials Behavior Model in predicting the behavior of containers. General Hazardous Materials. Behavior model: an uncontrolled release from a container can expose people, animals, and the environment to many hazards. When first responders collect information about the physical and chemical properties of released hazardous materials, they can determine the present hazards. Estimate potential harm. Predict how the incident may progress. The same material physical and chemical properties that create hazards upon release will influence how a container will behave when damaged or ruptured. First responders need to know how to account for these factors when attempting to understand the problem posed by a hazmat incident. In order for first responders to protect themselves and others, they must understand how a hazardous material and its container are likely to behave in any given situation. This behavior typically follows a general pattern. The General Hazardous Materials Behavior Model, often referred to as the General Emergency Behavior Model, GEBMO, describes this general pattern. This model is based on Ludwig Benner Jr.'s definition of hazardous materials as things that can escape from their containers and hurt or harm the things that they touch. The model assumes that hazardous materials incidents have the following common elements: material or materials presenting hazards to people, the environment, or property; container or containers that have failed or have the potential to fail; exposure or potential exposure to people, the environment, and or property. Given these three elements, materials, container, and exposure, a common sequence generally occurs, figure 24.50. Stress: the container undergoes physical, thermal, or other types of damage that reduces its ability to function and leads to breach or failure. Breach: the container becomes open to the environment. This opening depends on its construction material, type of stress that it undergoes, and pressure inside the container at the time that it fails. A breach or failure of the container may be partial, as in a puncture, or total, as in disintegration. Release: when a container breaches or fails, contents, stored energy, and pieces of the container may be expelled into the environment. Release: a release always involves the hazardous material product and may, depending on the product, container, and incident conditions, involve the release of energy and container parts. Dispersion/engulf: this occurs as the hazardous material inside the container and any stored energy release and move away from the container. Patterns of dispersion are influenced by chemistry, physics, environmental factors, and the chemical and physical characteristics of the product. Exposure/contact: anything, such as persons, the environment, or property, that is in the area of the release is exposed to the hazardous material. Harm: depending on the container, hazardous material, and energy involved, exposures may result in harm or damage. Stress: container stress is caused by thermal energy, chemical energy, and mechanical energy. Thermal energy: excessive heat or cold could cause intolerable expansion, contraction, weakening, loss of temper, or consumption of the container and its parts. Thermal stress may increase internal pressure and reduce container shell integrity, resulting in sudden failure. Thermal stress may result from the heating or cooling of the container. A container undergoing excessive heat may be extremely close to flames, undergoing the operation of a relief device, making noises of expansion or contraction, subject to changing environmental conditions, such as increased temperature. A container succumbing to cold may exhibit excessive frosting, figure 24.51. Visible cold vapors, white clouds. Changes in steel structure, smooth to grainy. Pools of cold liquid. Chemical energy, uncontrolled reactions/interactions of the container and its contents. Chemical reactions/interactions could result in the following: sudden or long-term deterioration of the container; excess heat and or pressure, causing deterioration of the container; corrosive or other incompatible interactions between the hazardous materials and the container material; visible corrosion or other degradation of container surfaces, including bulging, cracking, and or popping noises, figure 24.52. The interior of a container may experience chemical stress with no visible indication from the exterior. Mechanical energy, physical application of energy could result in container/attachment damage. Mechanical stress may change the shape of the container, crushing, figure 24.53. Reduce the thickness of the container surface, abrading or scoring. Crack or produce gouges. Unfasten, shear, or disengage valves and piping, or penetrate the container wall. Common causes of mechanical stress include collision, impact, or internal overpressure. Clues of mechanical stress include physical damage, the mechanism of injury, forces placed on the container, or operation of relief devices. According to U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, records, from 2006 to 2014, nearly 41% of all reported hazmat incidents were attributed to container failure. Responders may encounter one or all three of the stressors at any hazmat incident. For instance, heat, thermal stress, can initiate or speed a chemical reaction while weakening a container and increasing its internal pressure. Similarly, a mechanical blow can initiate a violent chemical reaction in an unstable chemical while simultaneously damaging the container. When evaluating container stress, consider the following. Type of container. Product in the container. Type and amount of stress. Potential duration of the stress. Container stress may involve a single factor or several stressors acting on the container simultaneously. Preventing container failure may require reducing or eliminating the factors placing stress on a container. Those factors may be readily visible, such as a collision or a fire impinging on a container surface, or they may not be directly observable and must be predicted based on conditions or other indirect indicators. If the container has already failed, think about other containers that may be exposed and evaluate the impact of product contact with hazardous materials. The material state of matter will affect the stress experienced by containers. For example, containers holding gases are inherently subject to stress. Heating or cooling may increase or reduce this stress. These containers may fail catastrophically and/or bleed if they are damaged or subjected to additional stress, such as heat from a fire or even hot daytime temperatures. Liquid containers, especially those holding liquids with high vapor pressures, may also fail when subjected to fires. Liquid containers may also transport materials that polymerize. The stress created by an uncontrolled polymerization, chemical stress, may cause container failure. This failure may be explosive. Most solids containers will be damaged via mechanical stressors rather than the physical properties of the materials contained in them. Exceptions would include reactive materials such as explosives, oxidizers, peroxides, and water-reactive materials. Breach. When a container is stressed beyond its limits of recovery, it opens or breaches and releases its contents. Different container types breach in different ways based on a variety of factors, including internal pressure. The type and extent of breach depends upon the type of container and the stress applied. First responders should try to predict the type of damage that may result from the stress that is being or has been applied. The nature of a breach is a major factor in planning offensive product control operations. Types of breaches include: disintegration, occurs in containers that are made of a brittle material, or that have been made more brittle by some form of stress. The container suffers a general loss of integrity. Examples of disintegration include a glass bottle shattering or an exploding grenade, figure 24.54. Runaway cracking, breaks the container into two or more relatively large pieces, fragmentation, or large tears, figure 24.55. A crack develops in a container and continues to grow rapidly. Runaway cracking often occurs in closed containers, such as drums, tank cars, or cylinders. Runaway linear cracking is commonly associated with bleeves. Attachments, closures, open or break, may fail, open, or break off when subjected to stress, leading to a total failure of a container, figure 24.56. When evaluating an attachment, such as a pressure relief device, discharge valve, or other related equipment, that failed, first responders should consider the entire system and the effect of failure at a given point. Puncture occurs when foreign objects penetrate through a container, such as forklifts puncturing drums and couplers puncturing a rail tank car, figure 24.57. Split or tear, containers may also breach through a split, such as a welded seam on a tank or when a drum fails. Mechanical or thermal stressors may cause splits or tears, such as when a seam on a bag of fertilizer rips, figure 24.58. Release. When a container fails, its contents, energy, and the container itself, whole or in pieces, may release. If a cylinder of pressurized, flammable gas suffers an attachment failure at the valve due to mechanical stress, the product releases along with a substantial amount of energy, because of stored pressure, which rapidly accelerates the valve and/or cylinder in the opposite direction from the release. Depending on the situation, this release can occur quickly or over an extended time period. Generally, large amounts of stored chemical/mechanical energy result in a more rapid release, presenting a greater risk to first responders. Releases are classified according to how fast they occur. Detonation, instantaneous and explosive release of stored chemical energy of a hazardous material. The duration of a detonation can be measured in hundredths or thousandths of a second. An explosion is an example of a detonation. This release could result in fragmentation, disintegration, or shattering of the container, extreme overpressure, and considerable heat release. Violent rupture, immediate release of chemical or mechanical energy caused by runaway cracks. Violent ruptures occur within a time frame of 1 second or less. These releases result in ballistic behavior of the container and its contents and/or localized projection of container pieces/parts and hazardous material. Ablative is an example of a violent rupture. Rapid relief, fast release of a pressurized hazardous material through properly operating safety devices. This action may occur in a period of several seconds to several minutes. Damaged valves, damaged piping, damaged attachments, or holes in the container can result in rapid relief, figure 24.59. Spill/leak, slow release of a hazardous material under atmospheric or head pressure through holes, rips, tears, or usual openings/attachments. Spills and leaks can occur in a period lasting from several minutes to several days. Dispersion and engulfment. The dispersion of material is sometimes referred to as engulfment, figure 24.60. Dispersion of the hazardous material, energy, and container components depends on the type of release, which include a solid, liquid, or gas/vapor. Mechanical, thermal, or chemical energy and ionizing radiation. Product characteristics and environmental conditions, such as weather and terrain. Physical/chemical properties. Prevailing weather conditions. Local topography. Duration of the release. Control efforts of responders. The shape and size of the dispersing hazardous material also depends on how the material emerges from its container, whether as an instantaneous puff, a continuous plume, or a sporadic fluctuation. The outline of the dispersing hazardous material, sometimes called its dispersion pattern, can be described in a number of ways. Common dispersion patterns include hemispheric, semicircular or dome-shaped pattern of airborne hazardous material that is still partially in contact with the ground or water. A hemispheric release generally results from a rapid release of energy, such as detonation, deflagration, and violent rupture. The following elements are common to hemispheric releases, figure 24.61. Energy, generally travels outward in all directions from the point of release. Dispersion of energy, affected by terrain and cloud cover. Solid cloud cover can reflect the detonation shock wave, increasing the explosion impact. Energy release, may propel the hazardous material and container parts, however, this dispersion may not be hemispherical. Large container parts generally, but not always, travel in line with the long axis of the container. Cloud, ball-shaped pattern of the airborne hazardous material that collectively rises above the ground or water, figure 24.62. Gases, vapors, and finely divided solids that release quickly, puff release, can disperse in cloud form under minimal wind conditions. Terrain and/or wind effects can transform a cloud into a plume. Plume, irregularly shaped pattern of an airborne hazardous material where wind and/or topography influence the downrange course from the point of release, figure 24.63. Dispersion of a plume, generally composed of gases and vapors, is affected by vapor density and terrain, particularly if vapor density is greater than 1, as well as wind speed and direction. Other plume dispersion elements include the following. Puff release. When all of the material is released at one time, the concentration of gas or vapor in the cloud or plume decreases over time. Ongoing release. Concentration increases over time until the leak stops or all of the product releases, then it decreases. Cone, triangular-shaped pattern of a hazardous material with a point. Source at the breach and a wide base downrange, figure 24.65. An energy release may be directed, based on the nature of the breach, and may project solid, liquid, or gaseous material in a three-dimensional cone-shaped dispersion. Examples of cone-shaped dispersions include container failures in a bleve or a pressurized liquid or gas release. Stream. Surface following pattern of liquid hazardous material that is affected by gravity and topographical contours, figure 24.66. Liquid releases flow downslope whenever there is a gradient away from the point of release. Pool, three-dimensional, including depth, slow-flowing liquid dispersion. Liquids assume the shape of their container and pool in low areas, figure 24.67. As the liquid level rises above the confinement provided by the terrain, the substance flows outward from the point of release. If there is a significant gradient or confinement due to terrain, this flow forms a stream. Irregular or indiscriminate deposit of a hazardous material, such as that carried by contaminated vehicles or responders, figure 24.68. In the event of a release, facility pre-incident surveys may contain plume dispersion models to help estimate the size of an endangered area. Computer software such as CAMEO, Computer-Aided Management of Emergency Operations, ALOHA, Area Locations of Hazardous Atmospheres, and HPAC, Hazard Prediction and Assessment Capability, can also assist in the prediction of plume dispersion patterns. First responders may consult the ERG for isolation and evacuation distances. Exposure/contact. As a container releases, it risks dispersing its contents in the container itself on different types of exposures, people, the environment, and property. In some cases, you can use the ERG to estimate the size of an endangered area. Some hazardous materials may present a threat to one specific exposure type, such as marine pollutants that threaten fish and other marine plants and animals. Others present a threat to all types. When you evaluate the severity of exposures, consider the hazards present, concentration of the material, and duration of contact. Consider the following exposures in hazard and risk assessment, figure 24.69. People, includes responders and others in the path of a hazardous material. Environment, includes the air, water, ground, and life forms other than humans. The potential effect on the environment varies with the location in which the product is released, as well as its characteristics. Property includes things threatened directly by the hazardous material or the energy liberated at the time of release. Contacts, impingements, are associated with the following general timeframes: immediate, milliseconds, seconds, deflagration, explosion, or detonation. Short-term, minutes, hours, gas or vapor cloud. Medium-term, days, weeks, months, lingering pesticide. Long-term, years, generations, permanent radioactive source. Harm. Harm is defined as injury or damage caused by exposure to a hazardous material. The three mechanisms of harm in a hazardous materials incident were explained earlier. Energy release, thermal, mechanical, chemical, pressure, electrical, radiological. Corrosivity. Toxicity 7.